Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And it's our unit on life today. We're talking about weddings.
Uh-huh.
Some of you may have gotten married already. Some of you are planning to get married. And maybe some of you are saying, nope, I'm never going to get married. I'm going to be single my entire life. Who wants to be married? But marriage still is quite popular, and people do it all the time. And if you have a wedding, at least a traditional Western wedding, you're going to have a best man and the bride and the groom and the matron of honor, but you're also going to have your...
Maid of honor.
Maid of honor. What'd I say?
Well, they're matrons of honor if the girl is married, but they're maid of honors if they're still single.
Okay, well, that's for you guys to figure out. I wouldn't know anything about that.
For the girls.
That's for the girls.
Okay,
but in any case, you might be invited to somebody's wedding if you're going to be a bridesmaid or a groomsman. Okay, so this happens sometimes. I think I didn't have them at my wedding, but I think the bride gets about 3 or 4 of them or something.
Oh, no, it depends. She could have 10 or 12.
Well, that many, huh?
Oh, yeah. It just depends on her. You know, if she has really close friends and she wants them all to stand there. But we have a big family, so we have at least 6.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. And, of course, the groomsmen, I guess the groom can have as many as he wants, too, right?
It has to match with the bridesmaids, so they each have an equal number.
Okay, so you've got to have an equal number of bridesmaids and groomsmen, but you might be thinking, what the heck are those people for? Why do they need to be there?
Yeah.
Where did this tradition come from? Those are questions that we are going to try to answer in today's lesson.
Cool.
So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
The soft music of the bridal march swells, and a hush falls over the guests in the light-soaked church. One at a time, pairs of men and women make their way down the aisle. At the altar, they part and await the groom and bride's entrance. To many people looking to tie the knot, these men and women, who are usually the couple's close friends or family members, are an essential part of the wedding ceremony. However, modern groomsmen and bridesmaids don't resemble their predecessors in the least. Their duties have significantly changed over the centuries. In weddings during Anglo-Saxon times, friends of the groom were known as the bride's knights. That's because these groomsmen had one crucial task to fulfill. Make sure the bride made it safely to the wedding and afterward to her groom's house with her dowry and virginity intact. Sometimes they would have to fight off jealous suitors who might attend the wedding. As society changed, groomsmen's roles gradually evolved to include the duties they hold today, such as ushering guests to their seats, walking bridesmaids down the aisle, and attending pre-wedding festivities. Though the exact origins of bridesmaids, on the other hand, are largely unknown, there is speculation that the tradition of having bridesmaids may have started in ancient Rome, when a couple needed at least 10 witnesses to marry. As with present times, bridesmaids in the past dressed in garments similar to the bride. Yet this styling was initially for protection rather than fashion. It was believed that the bridesmaids' matching gowns would confuse evil spirits. Bridesmaids would also assist the bride in decorating for the wedding and typically help her dress on her big day, just as most do these days. Today, many men and women can't imagine getting married without their groomsmen and bridesmaids by their side.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. It's our unit on life, the surprising history of groomsmen and bridesmaids. Okay, these are the people who accompany the bride and the groom at their wedding. They're kind of standing off to the side there. The bridesmaids look kind of pretty in those dresses, but the groomsmen just wear tuxedos and they don't look particularly special. But in any case here, let's talk about what could happen at a wedding here. In the first paragraph, it says, the soft music of the bridal march swells and a hush falls over the guests in the light-soaked church. So I'm assuming they're talking about the bridal march here, which is from what composer?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't.
A lot of those come from different composers over the years. But in any case, when you hear that music, you know that that is the bridal march.
Uh-huh.
And it swells. To swell means to get bigger and bigger, especially if it's a sore, if you bump your arm against something really hard, ow, then it will start to swell. It will start to get bigger and bigger because it's filling with fluid or whatever, and that can hurt a lot. And we've got this hush. A hush means a period of silence, like there's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. And in this case, this is a hush because everybody gets quiet because they're going to look at the bride as she comes in.
Yeah, and of course they're describing the church inside as being light-soaked, just meaning there's a lot of bright light inside the church, which makes people feel like it's a happy occasion, you know. And one at a time, these pairs of men and women make their way down the aisle. A pair is two people together, so they've got a guy and a girl together making their way down the aisle. To make your way somewhere just means you're going there. It's as simple as that. It's not too difficult. Make way for the king. Sometimes they'll say that, which means you're in the way, so move so the king can walk through, make way. But if you make your way somewhere, you're just proceeding to go somewhere. And the aisle, of course, is the passageway in a church in particular, or anywhere. It's a passage between rows of seats. Could be in a building like a church or a theater. Or on an airplane, if you're walking down the aisle, you're walking down that area where you can walk between the rows of seats. And if you want an aisle seat in the airplane, it means you're sitting in a seat that's next to that passageway or aisle.
There are also aisles in a supermarket. Hey, where can I find Mexican food? Oh, it's right over there in aisle 5. You can't miss it. So here we're talking about the middle passageway down the middle of a church. That's the aisle. And then in front of all the seats is the altar. So at the altar, which is where the preacher usually stands during a service, in this particular case, that's where they're going to exchange their vows. At the altar, they part and await the groom and bride's entrance. Again, these are the bridesmaids and the groomsmen. They've already gone up to the altar, and then they kind of separate, they part, and then they await the groom and the bride. They just stand there waiting, and they just try to look as good as possible until the bride and the groom arrive at the altar for the service.
So await can be substituted with wait for. So notice that when you use the verb await, you do not use a preposition. Okay, so that's important. So many people looking to tie the knot, these men and women who are usually the couple's close friends or family members, are an essential or vital part of the wedding ceremony. If you want to tie the knot, it just means you're going to get married. So, oh, we're going to tie the knot in June, which means someone's getting married in June. I actually have someone in my family getting married. Actually, it just passed, didn't it? It's July already.
Yeah, you missed it, I guess.
Well, they knew I couldn't go home. It's too expensive. Your couple's close friends. So you would choose the people that maybe you grew up with, that you're best friends with, or family members. Sometimes you need to choose your family members or they'll get mad at you. I don't want to be a bridesmaid anymore. It's a hassle. First of all, you have to pay for your own dress, which is no fun.
No.
Yeah. And you have to stand there for hours, it seems like, greeting people as they go through the line. We call the line where the bride and groom stand up to greet people after the ceremony. That's the line. So a ceremony is any time you have a special occasion where sometimes you have special rituals that are taking place, like a wedding ceremony. There are usually a series of specific acts that are performed in a traditional way. It can either be a formal religious occasion, or maybe it's a public occasion where you're celebrating something like an anniversary. But here we're talking about the wedding ceremony where two people are married.
That's exactly right. Now, here in the next sentence, it says, however, modern groomsmen and bridesmaids don't resemble their predecessors in the least. which means here that modern groomsmen and modern bridesmaids don't look at all like they did in the past. They don't resemble their predecessors at all. In the least here just means at all. So again, we're talking about modern groomsmen and bridesmaids. They're not at all similar to groomsmen and bridesmaids in the past. They're quite different. The predecessors, of course, are the people before you.
Yeah, that's true. We often use the word predecessor to talk about someone who filled a particular job or calling before we did. I don't really know who my predecessor was here at Konjomei. I really don't know.
We've been here for so long. But although I know my predecessor was a guy named Bill.
Bill, right? Yeah, yep. I worked with Bill before you. We could say that Tsai Ing-wen's predecessor was Ma Ying-jeou. So we can use it like that too. Someone who came before you. And here we're talking about people who actually served as groomsmen and bridesmaids long ago. And we're going to find out their duties and what they were requested or required to do long time ago, so different from today. Oh my goodness. And it's very interesting to learn about the history behind this tradition of having bridesmaids and groomsmen. We should probably, Tom, stop here, give a little bit of time over to our Chinese teacher, and then come back and dive into the history behind these two groups of people. Right now, though, we're going to listen very carefully to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天的第一个空格。At the altar, they part and await the groom and bride's blank one. 很明显的，在第一个空格前面是一个所有格，所有格后面放的是名词，而这里的主词 they 指的就是呢伴郎跟伴娘走到祭坛前面分开，并且等候新郎跟新娘入场。所以搭配文意跟词性，第一题的标准答案我们可以选择 F 选项的 entrance， 也就是有入场的意思。而后面呢，句子里面提到的 these men and women 指的呢就是伴郎跟伴娘。然后我们直接跳到第二个空格，前面有个 be 动词 are a and blank to part of the wedding ceremony。伴郎跟伴娘是这整个婚礼的一个怎么样的部分呢？这里需要一个形容词来修饰后面的名词，我们可以选择 A 选项的 essential， 就有重要的、不可或缺的一部分，来搭配文艺今天的伴郎伴娘就是我们很重要的一个部分。However, modern groomsmen and bridesmaids don't blank three their predecessors in the least. 在这里谈到现今的伴郎跟伴娘跟以前的伴郎跟伴娘其实是不太相像的。第三个空格放在助动词的后面，需要一个原形动词，我们可以选择 I 选项 resemble， 就有相像、相似的意思，来搭配后面的文句说其实这几个世纪以来，他们的改变已经很多了。
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our program, everybody. Again, we're talking about the history of groomsmen and bridesmaids, okay? They're not at all like they were in the past. Their roles have changed significantly. And in weddings during Anglo-Saxon times, friends of the groom were known as the bride's knights. This is a period of England during the Anglo-Saxon times. I'm not quite sure exactly the times there, but
fifth century.
Okay, up until the time of the Norman invasion of England, then things changed after that. But before that, it was Anglo-Saxon times. They were kind of Germanic people that lived in England during that time, so they had different kinds of traditions until the Normans came and kind of mixed things up a bit. But in any case, at that time, the groomsmen were called the bride's knights. Okay, a knight, of course, is a fighting guy, so my goodness, they had one one crucial task to fulfill. The reason they were called the bride's knights was because they had this very important, critical, crucial task to fulfill. If you fulfill something, that means you do what you're supposed to do. You play that role so that everything works out fine. So this is one thing that they had to do, an important job they had to complete.
Oh, yeah. Back then, it was a little rough, guys. People didn't always obey the law, and you had to fight to live sometimes. It was a little wild back then. So what did these groomsmen have to do? Well, they had one crucial task. Crucial means something that's absolutely essential. It's crucial that you do this, or I will die. It's crucial that you get this report in on time, or you may fail the class. So it's crucial if it's really, really important. And if you fulfill something, you complete something that you've been asked to do. A lot of us have particular duties at work that we have to fulfill in order to make our bosses happy. So if you fulfill something, you achieve it, you complete it, you realize it, you've done something that someone's asked you to do. So they had to do one crucial task. What was that? Well, they had to make sure the bride made it safely to the wedding. I guess people wanted to kidnap her or kill her, or maybe an old boyfriend would want to come and grab her and take her away before she was safely married. And after the wedding, they then had to accompany her to her groom's house with her dowry and virginity intact. Now, back then, guys, when women got married, their family would pay or give a lot of expensive gifts to the groom's family. So it was kind of a, what would you call that, a transaction when you got married back then. So that's a dowry, and it only applies to females who get married. They have to give something to the groom's family. It could be money. It could be cows. It could be anything that was considered valuable back then. Now, virginity, with her virginity intact, virginity refers to you never having had sex before. And if something's intact, it's the way it was originally. It hasn't been changed. So it hasn't been damaged or hurt in any way. When I travel and I have something valuable that's maybe made of glass, I wrap it carefully so that when I arrive in my new destination, it's intact. It hasn't broken. So they wanted to make sure that some of her old boyfriends didn't grab her, have sex with her, and then she was spoiled for her husband.
Mm-hmm. Or they tried to steal her dowry, bringing property or money for the groom's family.
Oh, yeah.
Which sounds kind of strange. I can't imagine women offering anything for grooms these days. But sometimes they would have to fight off jealous suitors who might attend the wedding. A suitor, of course, is somebody who's chasing after a woman. They really want her. They really want to be together with her forever and forever.
Kind of an old-fashioned word we don't use anymore, but that's what it was. Yeah, suitor.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And as society changed, groomsmen's roles gradually evolved to include the duties they hold today, such as ushering guests to their seats, walking bridesmaids down the aisle, and attending pre-wedding festivities. So they were no longer responsible for protecting the bride to make sure she got to the wedding okay, that she wasn't raped on the way to the wedding, or that she lost the dowry. You know, we can rely on the police for those things these days, and men are better behaved these days. They don't do those kinds of things.
A little.
So much. not as much, yeah. But in any case, yes, now they've got new responsibilities, the groomsmen do. They usher guests to their seats. To usher just means to escort someone to where they're supposed to sit.
So you accompany someone to their seat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They also walk the bridesmaids down the aisle. Oh, you girls, you can't find your way down the aisle. We'll help you get there, no problem. And also the groomsmen will go to these pre-wedding festivities. Maybe there's some kind of reception or a little party or something.
Bachelor's party.
Bachelor's party or something.
Yeah.
They take the groom out and have a big party with him the night before, because he's basically going to throw his whole life away the next day.
Now, though the exact origins or how they got started of bridesmaids, we don't really know their exact origins. They're largely unknown. Largely means almost completely unknown. But there is some speculation that the tradition of having bridesmaids started way back in ancient Rome. When you talk about speculation, that's the noun form of the verb to speculate, which is to form some sort of theory about something, although you don't have any real evidence. You can speculate. You know, a lot of us speculate because we don't know the real story or we don't have any solid evidence. That's fun. There's speculation that this tradition started way back in ancient Rome when a couple needed at least 10 witnesses to marry. If you're a witness to something, you see something with your own eyes that you can later testify to. Jin Zeng, you can testify to maybe in court or somewhere else where people need to know that something actually happened. If you are a witness of a crime, you might be called on to tell the police what happened and you saw it with your own eyes.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You have told the complete and total truth. So, yes, indeed, they needed these witnesses. At least that is a theory. It is some speculation. Now, as with present times, or just like the present, bridesmaids in the past dressed in garments or clothes similar to the bride. That's true. They wear garments that are similar, but not the same as the brides. I think sometimes they're just a different color, different color.
Yeah, bridesmaids shouldn't wear white like the bride. You want to have the bride be the one that everyone looks at, so her dress is prettiest. But the bridesmaids will have a color that the bride likes and has decorated the church with or where she's having a reception.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yet still, this styling was initially for protection rather than fashion. So yes, in the beginning, it again was for protection for some reason. And here's the reason. It says, it was believed that the bridesmaids' matching gowns would confuse evil spirits. So the evil spirits were coming there and said, okay, where's the bride? I'm going to do something bad to her. Oh, I can't find her. Which one is she? I can't tell them apart. They're all dressed the same.
They're kind of stupid evil spirits, aren't they? Mm. Well, bridesmaids would also assist just means help, the bride in decorating for the wedding. That's a lot of work, by the way. And typically, they would help her dress, put on her makeup, get her hair done on her big day. It's really the wedding day is really about the bride and not the groom. It's the bride's day.
But the groom still has to go there.
He has to show up. Yeah. And that's what they do for the most part these days. Bridesmaids will help, you know, decorate or run errands for the bride if she's stressed out. And today, many men and women really can't even imagine getting married without their groomsmen and bridesmaids by their sides. But I was telling Tom during the break, I hope I never have to be a bridesmaid again.
Yeah, well, my wedding was in a court, actually, so I didn't have groomsmen and bridesmaids.
Oh, that's but too bad.
That's okay, because I would not have known who to invite anyway. But in any case here, yes, these things work out in the end. And a lot of people who get married absolutely have to have those bridesmaids and those groomsmen by their side so their wedding can get off to a good start, and they'll have a completely harmonious wedding and a completely harmonious marriage. There'll never be any arguments over money or questions of where to send the kids or how to take care of the parents when they get old and sick.
Oh, none of those problems.
Absolutely not.
No. It's off to an existence of blissful happiness forever.
It'll be heaven on earth.
Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格, in weddings during Anglo-Saxon times, friends of the groom were blank for as the bride's knights. 其实呢,在以前盎格鲁撒克逊时代的婚礼, 新郎的朋友是被称作新娘的骑士。 在英文里面, be known as 可以来加上身份跟地位, 代表是以这样子的身份著称。 所以第四题, 我们可以选择 D 选项的 known 当作我们的正确答案。 第五个空格 Sometimes they would have to fight off blank five suitors who might attend the wedding. 这些伴郎的功能跟作用就是要击退这些怎么样子的追求者，因为这个追求者啊，可能呢会出现在婚礼上。当然这是嫉妒的追求者。搭配文意，我们需要一个形容词修饰后面的 suitors， 所以第五题可以选择 H 选项的 jealous， 形容词嫉妒的意思。第六个空格 As society changed, groomsmen's roles gradually blank six to include the duties they hold today. 其实随着社会的改变，这些伴郎的角色也慢慢的怎么样来包括了他们现在所看到应尽的一些职责。第六个放在主词的后面需要一个动词，我们可以选择 C 选项的Evolved， 就是有演变跟逐渐发展成为今日你所看到的伴郎。第七个空格 Though the exact blank seven of bridesmaids on the other hand are largely unknown， 了解了伴郎的来源，但是事实上呢，这个伴娘的来源其实大部分是不为人所知的。第七格我们可以放一个名词来放在形容词的后面跟 of 的前面， J 选项 origins 就是有来源出处的意思。第八格空格的句子写着 As with present times, bridesmaids in the past dressed in blank eight similar to the bride. 你有没有发现伴娘她们穿的衣服跟新娘穿的是怎么样呢？非常的相似，所以她们会 dressed in garments similar to the bride. 第八题可以选择 G 选项的 garments， 其实就是有服装衣着的意思。为什么要这样子呢？第九个空格就告诉我们 Yet this styling was initially for blank nine rather than fashion， 这样子的一个打扮呢，其实一刚开始是为了怎么样而不是流行。第九个空格我们可以选择 B 选项的 protection 是保护，其实伴娘穿的跟新娘很类似，是为了要保护新娘。第九个空格正确答案选 B 选项 protection， 原因就在后面的这个句子写着 It was believed that the bridesmaids matching gowns would blank ten evil spirits， 因为一般相信呢，伴娘跟新娘穿的很类似的礼服就可以让 evil spirits 恶灵怎么样呢？我们在 would 助动词后面可以放一个原形动词，我们选择 E 选项 confuse 有使困惑，这样一来恶灵就分不清楚谁是新娘，那么就可以保护新娘咯。 OK， 以上就是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, everybody. And if you are having a July wedding, it's awfully hot for a wedding, but if you are having one, we wish you the most happiness you can achieve in your marriage. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.